Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see Lindsey Graham on Fox News this morning? Did you see him? Yeah. I'm sorry, but did you see what he said on Fox News? He said he used his Fox News interview, part of it anyway, to advocate for amnesty for the 11 million. Hello, Lindsey. We know it's 20 now. That was last week. Well, we got to get them citizens. Why? Listen, I am. We're going to fall for this again. We're going to fall for this again. Folks. Well, but Lindsey stood up. He found a backbone instead of for cabinet. Who cares? If Lindsey legalizes the 20 million, it's not 11, sir. Follow the news. It's 20. And he puts the writer in there again, the addendum, whatever you call it, that said that it fast tracks them to the voting booth. Normally it's about 13-year process. They would get it in 5. And we add 20 million people to the voter rolls, or however many are adults among them. That's going to be most of them. Again, let me tell you what happens. Florida goes permanently blue. Texas goes permanently blue. North Carolina goes permanently blue. South Carolina goes purple. Georgia goes permanently blue. Arizona goes permanently blue. We never win another national election ever again. And we never get another Supreme Court justice again. Who leads the confirmation process? Mr. Graham, say it with me. That would be Senator Feinstein. So you're like, yeah, he stood up. Who cares? If he's still going to push amnesty, he is the problem. You can't get past that math no matter what you do. They have no right to citizenship in the vote. They do not. And as long as he's on television insisting that, he is the enemy. Because you can't get around that math I just laid out for you. Well, but they're nice people. Maybe they are. They have been brought here by the Democrats for a specific reason, and that is because they vote 80%+ Democrat. End of story. They are here to nullify your votes. They are here because even most of the Democrat Party considers the Democrat agenda too radical. Let me give you an example. From the Podesta letter to the Democrats. Democrat candidates, don't talk about immigration. Don't talk about open borders. We'll lose. 70% of Americans oppose you, including a majority, well, it's a plurality, of our own party. Lindsey Graham wants to put them in power permanently. We will have open borders. We will never have Kavanaugh again. If Lindsey Graham passes that amnesty bill, with the votes they'll have, they will recall Kavanaugh and they will have Lindsey to thank. He is not on our side. This is theatrics. He watched Jeff Flake have to quit his seat because of how unpopular he is. Lindsey Graham's numbers aren't much better, and he's trying to fool you. Listen, if he was going to have an about face and get a backbone on amnesty and understand that it would put the very people he so eloquently criticized over Kavanaugh in charge of every single future Supreme Court nomination confirmation process until they die in office, would you vote for that? Would you vote to put Dianne Feinstein permanently in control? No. Well, he just said he was going to. Folks, this man is dangerous. I'm telling you, this makes him even more. I love what he did. I praised him for it. But if he's still pushing amnesty, you can't get past the math on that. And he knows it. And what I would love for somebody who loves Lindsey Graham all of a sudden, I ran into a bunch of them last night. Oh, he's great. No, he's not. No, he's not. What I would love for somebody to ask him, sir, why on earth would you fast track the voting? Would you support a bill, a DACA bill, with a voting fast track of 5 years to get them to the polls as soon as possible when they vote for Democrats at a plus 80% rate? Why would you do that, sir? Golly, somebody but me ask him. He won't let me within 200 feet of him because he knows I'll ask these questions. I was a member of a Republican GOP women's group in Charleston. A member. They paid my joining fee. He was going to speak. I got tickets, as did everybody else. They called me and disinvited me to speak. He's so afraid I'll ask him a question. Have you seen him in public taking questions? No, because he can't answer that question. Don't fall for this. He's not one of us.
This is just a sleight of hand by a guy who knew ahead of the time what Charles Grassley had on Blasey, who knew ahead of time what the prosecutor had on Blasey for it. He knew. He knew what would come out days in advance because, listen, they knew. They were already setting Christine Blasey Ford up to fail with their questions at the hearing. Lindsey Graham's on that committee. He knew, too. He knew what direction this was going to go by a week later, and that's why he screamed and yelled like he did in that meeting. He put his thumb up to the wind, licked his finger, saw the direction things were going, and he capitalized on it. For that man who just saw what they are capable of in that Kavanaugh hearing, berated them for it, to do the one thing that will give them never-ending power on par with the Chinese Communist government. We will have a one-party system. They will beat us in the streets. If you don't believe that, let me go ahead and Google Portland and Antifa. And when they beat us, because all the judges are going to be appointed now by Democrats, Lindsey will ensure that with his amnesty vote. Guess what? Guess what? You're never going to get justice again in this country. You better go ahead and internalize that dual justice system and act accordingly. Laws apply overly to you and not at all to them, because Lindsey Graham just guaranteed it. If you vote for that man, I'm going to remind you of this over and over. He will take it as a mandate for amnesty. What is he doing with his little bit of post-Kavanaugh bump? He's on Fox selling amnesty, and he thinks there are 11 million. He doesn't even read the news. Don't fall for this. Good God, how many times do we have to fall for this? He's biding his time to put the very people who did Kavanaugh the way they did him in power. It will not turn out any other way than that. And it can't happen fast. As I said, it cannot happen fast enough to make Lindsey happy. That's why he supported that DACA bill that fast tracks the voting. 5 years. It should be 13. 5 years. Oh, by the way, and it bring over 10 million of their family members here who aren't even in the country through chain migration. He can't. Lindsey, you weren't talking about Uber and lifting people to the polls. Lindsey's trying to bring them here from other continents to bring them to the polls, to nullify your vote and make sure that Dianne Feinsteins and Chuck Schumer's of the world are always and forever in control of the Senate going forward, and there'll never be another Republican appointed Supreme Court justice. Go ahead and vote for him. See how you like it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.